Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18 plus. Today's Daily Comedy News was recorded Friday around midday. I share that because you never know what's happening in Washington, D.C. The late night shows talked about President Trump's Twitter ban. Jimmy Kimmel said Trump was suspended by Twitter. He's blocked by Facebook and Instagram, too, but he's still on Match.com. Seth Meyers, well, we learned that if you incite a coup against the U.S. government, you will face up to 12 hours without a Twitter account. Amen, brother. Stephen Colbert, aside from his fear of removal or prosecution, maybe baby just wants his toy back because Twitter locked the president's account after his riot on Capitol Hill. Good to know Twitter is finally treating a violence-inciting fascist as harshly as a teenager who used 7 seconds of an Imagine Dragons song. Amen again. And Jimmy Fallon with the win. In other news, guess who doesn't want to ban TikTok anymore? Speaking of TikTok, I was going to do this later, but that teed me up. Let me go right to this. If you listen every day, you know where we're heading if I said TikTok. The Interrobang has an article called 12 Innovators Who Changed Comedy in 2020. I did actually skim this one in advance about a week and a half ago. I just haven't been able to get to it yet. And I was like, oh, this is a really good article. I got to share it. And then all of a sudden, yeah, if you're a regular listener, you know what's coming. So here's the Interrobang's 12 Innovators Who Changed Comedy in 2020. Number 12, Every Comedy Club. All right. Fair enough. You know where we're heading there. You know, outdoor shows and social distancing, blah, blah, blah. Number 11, Uncle Vinny's. The Interrobang says, struggling to figure out how to make money this year, blah, blah, blah. The team at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, went one step further than a parking lot or street side show. They came up with the idea of running shows in a minor league baseball stadium, an idea they intend to stick with even after COVID restrictions are a thing of the past. Number 10, the New York Comedy Coalition and Save Our Stages. For some reason, live performance venues were treated differently from other recreational spaces. For example, restaurants and bowling alleys were permitted to operate at reduced capacities, but you were not allowed to charge for a ticket to come inside a club and hear someone performing on a microphone. Clubs like the Comedy Cellar, the Stand, Gotham Governors, and more banded together with QED owner Cambry Cruz and the New York Comedy Club and put together a 5-page proposal detailing their plan to operate safely. They held a press conference, actually got some traction. Unfortunately, just as they were starting to have an effect, the second wave kicked in and New York started to reverse some prior openings, making their task more complicated, but they proved that working together can accomplish a lot. So I appreciate the effort, but the paragraph I just read doesn't sound like it accomplished anything. Innovators Who Changed Comedy in 2020, I guess the point is clubs can all work together now. That's fine, but I appreciate the mission. I'm not sure you won the mission. Number 9, Nico White's Dark Out. The Interrobang says, we've seen comedy specials without an audience before, but Nico White's is different. Drew Michaels' hour was more a one-man stage show, but what White did was incredibly interesting, and in the end, we think he took the audience-less show in an even more interesting direction. White filmed himself against a blackout background, standing in front of a vintage microphone. It's ballsy. It's different. We love it. Did we mention it's available on YouTube for free? You did not, because I host the show every day, and maybe I mentioned this once, but I don't remember it at all. The name's not familiar to me. I'm not saying it's good nor bad, but like, all right, change comedy. It's off my radar. I bet it was off yours, too. I will check it out. Number 8, the Jim Gaffigan / Bert Kreischer drive-in tours. Number 7, Andrew Schultz hot takes. I mentioned recently, it just doesn't do it for me. I tried to watch that Netflix special and I was out. So if that's your thing, that's awesome. Number 6A, the Lucille Ball Comedy Festival. The Interrobang says, on the schedule were Jimmy Fallon, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Weird Al, Kenan Thompson, Tiffany Haddish, Aidy Bryant, Margaret Cho, and Howie Mandel. All programs stream for free, glitchlessly, through their new Comedy Anywhere portal. The event was a huge success. Soon after, you can enjoy digital festivals from Just for Laughs and the Boston Comedy Festival. It was so successful, we think it's here to stay. Okay, cool. Number 6B is the National Comedy Center Goes High Tech to Go Touchless. They launched a program where visitors got disposable individual earbuds. We got to tell airplanes about that. That is very, very innovative. I Bet planes would appreciate that. Touch-free microchip cards and a stylus for every guest. Number 5, Tim Dillon breaks out big in 2020 when nobody was breaking out. I've told you many times on the podcast, I really enjoy Tim Dillon's podcast that comes out on Saturday nights or Sundays. I listen on Sunday, but I do feel like Tim Dillon is eventually going to step on a landmine and people like me are going to be like, Tim Dillon? I never said I like Tim Dillon. The Interrobang says, it's 2020. It's go big or go home. And while most people went home, Tim Dillon went bigger than ever using podcast appearances and viral videos, blah, blah, blah. While most clubs remain closed, Dillon's social media numbers have blown up and he did it without compromising. He found a way to make 2020 work for him, blah, 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 blah. Number 4, Colin Quinn films a very special special. He captured it safely and beautifully with stunning shots of New York City. It's the perfect venue. The city skyline is a backdrop. The special was innovative in so many ways. First, just figuring out how to film a first-class special, blah, 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 blah. Okay, people did outside shows. It's good. Great special. Awesome. Number 3, virtual comedy clubs. Doug Benson, Maria Bamford, Dr. Katz, Sarah Silverman, Patton Oswalt, Sarah Cooper, and the Jerky Boys are a few of the comics who call Rush Tickets their digital home. Number 2 we'll come back to. And number 1, Comedy Gives Back. A year ago, Comedy Gives Back was a great concept with interesting ideas. They teamed up with digital stream app Laugh Lounge, Comedy Central, All Things Comedy, Earwolf, and some others to create a marathon of live stream comedy that lasted 12 hours. Fallon opened the show from his kitchen and then passed it to Howie Mandel, Whitney Cummings, Saget, Papa, Roy Wood Jr., Patton Oswalt, each of whom hosted an hour more of comedians. Some other people that participated, Dave Attell, Jeff Ross, Big J, Soder, Kevin Pollak, too many names to read, Dane Cook, Bill Burr, Burr Kreischer, Gaffigan, that's a pretty good list. Mark Maron, yeah, I can see why that's number 1. All right, let's take the break here, and then I'll tell you who was number 2 on the 12 innovators who changed comedy in 2020. You know where this is heading. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries. All right, so the Interrobang's 12 innovators who changed comedy in 2020. The first 11 that I've read is pretty good. Number 2 is Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah. She got famous pantomiming to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. And then she had a Netflix special, which you saw, and you don't think it's funny because you don't write for a comedy website. You're not part of the machine. You're not part of the whatever is going on that is propping up Sarah Cooper. That Netflix special is not funny. The first TikTok? Sure. Hilarious. Best thing since George Carlin. I concede the point. What a hilarious minute. She had a great minute of pantomiming to Donald Trump on TikTok. She's one of the 12 innovators who changed comedy. Let's read this. Being funny in an entirely new way, Sarah Cooper, and they misspelled Sarah's name here, that's great, is redefining or at least broadening the definition of what it means to be a comedian. All right, yeah, she is definitely broadening the definition of what it means to be a comedian. Let me read the sentence again. She is broadening the definition of what it means to be a comedian. I concede the point. And she's done it somehow. While appealing to a massive cross-section of fans, everyone loves her. There should be an asterisk next to everyone. I can think of at least one person who does not love her. That person has no problem with her, doesn't think she's a bad person, but just does not get all the love, all the articles like this that talk about how she's changing comedy, is one of the 12 innovators. She pantomimes to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. there's 11 days left to do that. Then what? The Netflix special? Did you see the Netflix special? Everyone loves her, asterisk. The intellectual media loves her. That is true. Young people love her. I don't know. She appeals to grandmothers and aunts and uncles. Really? Daytime TV, late night television, streaming platforms, morning news shows all play her videos. She made lip sync videos officially a thing that everyone tries now in the way that impressions are a thing. Her infamous lip sync videos of President Trump are now a part of comedy history. Her slingshot to household name in 2020 left everyone wanting to figure out how they could be the next Sarah Cooper. Dramatic pause because my brain fried. Sarah Cooper, number two innovator who changed comedy in 2020. You know Sarah. She pantomimes to Donald Trump videos on TikTok. I feel like we should do something else today. From the Interrobang, Sam Merrill says, the thing I miss most about pre-COVID days are my dreams. That's what I miss, not feeling like a housewife of the 50s. That's what COVID has done to me, because all I do is cook and clean and do the dishes and say bye-bye, dreams. Tom Papa said, what I miss most is doing live stand-up shows, standing in the meet-and-greet line and making out with strangers. I've been married a long time, and to not be able to make out with strangers, it's a crushing blow. I can't wait to get back. That is funny. Big J. Okerson said, I do believe, after all this COVID and quarantine is over, the comedy's going to come back big, 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 big. I know from the limited amount I've done shows during this time how much people coming out are ravenous for it and they want to escape. And I'm saying that because I'm feeling positive because I just smoked pot. Josh Gondelman said, I think stand-up is definitely coming back once it's safe. I think it's a real shame the way the government has failed to support performers and venues by making this hiatus financially possible for all the people. And I think we've lost a lot of great venues. But I think once it's safe for people to go back to shows, I think people are clamoring for it. Honestly, I think there's a lot of people that would go now. That just doesn't seem super advisable. So I'm excited for stand-up to come back. I think it's going to come back. And I hope I'm right because I miss it. That's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify. Subscribe on Overcast, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.
Join us as we unveil the top 11 inventions that changed the world. The groundbreaking innovations that have reshaped our society and propelled us into the future. From the ancient compass to the transformative telephone, we explore the inventions that have had the most profound impact on human progress. Follow the top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.